It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hospitalizations for COVID-19 in Colorado have surpassed previous record levels. That may be because it appears Coloradans have been returning to normal. Retail sales recovered over the summer, and traffic crashes in Denver have risen every month since April. Andrew Friedson is an economist at CU Denver.
The traffic data is probably a better reflection of economic activity within the city because you can push off a lot of retail spending, but you can't necessarily push off a lot of trips.
Now, Governor Polis is asking consumers to limit some of that activity. One big concern is that colder weather and the holidays will have more people congregating indoors and helping spread coronavirus. Low-income families in Denver will soon have access to free preschool for their four-year-olds. CPR Education reporter Jenny Brundine has more about the new initiative.
The Denver preschool program will cover the full cost of preschool for families who earn about $47,000 per year or less for a family of four. Families that earn up to $77,000 would pay only 7% of their income for preschool. The DPP's Elsa Holguin.
Our families in Denver are struggling as a result of rising unemployment, limited job opportunities.
DPP will pay for the program with reserves dedicated for emergencies such as the pandemic. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court says the state's next bar exam will be a remote test next year for the first time. That's because of rising coronavirus cases. The exam will be in February. This past summer, the exam was in person but held at locations that met COVID-19 protocols. The Denver Broncos are down another game. They lost to Atlanta yesterday 34-27. Denver is 3-5 for the season so far. They play the newly relocated Las Vegas Raiders next week. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.